Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to.
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
Okay, how can I help you, madam?
I just had a thing come out and said if I want to cancel it to press 1, so I press 1. And you come up.
So you want to cancel it. So I'm going to help you to cancel it, madam.
Right. It was about some $299 or something, a purchase price.
That's correct.
Well, where's the place? Where is the place from?
From eBay.
No, I've never bought anything off eBay. I don't have anything. I've never bought anything on eBay.
Then that.
I don't have that sort of money to buy anything on eBay.
Then that means this is a fraud order which has been placed to your eBay account.
I don't have an eBay account.
See, madam, what happens? Someone is misusing your personal information.
Well, I don't know who it is. It's not me. And I'm not paying it because I don't have that money to pay it.
All right. That's why we are helping you to cancel it because someone is misusing your personal information to create this fake eBay account. And through that fake eBay account, they are placing this kind of fraud orders.
Yeah, well, I've never... So, yeah, I want it canceled because I have no idea.
Yeah, because sometimes what happens, madam, like whenever you go online and searching your internet, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted ads or links comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistake from your side, you have clicked on that link, so that's where your information gets compromised, and through that information, they are placing this kind of fraud orders, all right?
I don't go into eBay
Not into eBay, madam. I'm telling you, sometimes whenever you go online and surfing your internet or visit any kind of website, at that point of time, you know, there are lots of unwanted links or ads comes up on your screen sometimes. So maybe by mistake from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that's why your information get compromised. And through that information, they are placing this kind of fraud orders. All right?
Yeah.
So we are going to help you up to cancel it, madam. Don't worry.
Good.
And we are going to help you up to cancel that charge which has been made for $299. Okay?
No, I won't get it because I haven't got that money in the bank.
All right. No worries, madam. We are going to help you up to cancel that order. So do one thing.
Good.
I do believe, madam, you are speaking to me with your mobile phone right now, right?
Yes.
So at first, what I'm going to do for the cancellation purpose, I'm going to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. It's a one-time cancellation ID, madam. I'm going to help you up to generate it. So through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that fraud order and block those persons from your network. All right?
Yes.
Yeah. So do one thing, madam. Can you just put me on speaker at first?
Yes. Hang on.
You know how to put on loudspeaker?
I can't get into my speaker. I don't know how to get into the speaker.
Okay. Look over there. Look into your screen. Can you see there is
a
loudspeaker sign?
Yeah, I'm looking at the screen.
Yeah, can you see there is a loudspeaker
and
sign?
And all of this is the keypad.
Keypad. And which phone you are using, madam? It's an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone?
It's an Apple iPhone.
It's an iPhone, okay. So, you know how to open up your App Store with your iPhone?
Open the App Store?
Yeah, App Store.
Yeah.
Open up your App Store then?
How do I get off this screen with the keypad on it?
Okay. Look into your screen, madam.
Yeah.
You need to do one thing. You need to swipe
up. I'm doing that, and all I need is the keypad.
Hold on. You need to swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Swipe up the screen from the bottom to top.
Everything's gone. Can you see your wallpaper?
Yeah. Okay. I go into the App Store.
App Store, yeah. Open up your App Store.
Yeah?
And in the App Store, Look at the right hand side bottom down corner. Can you see there's a magnifying glass search option?
Yes.
Have a tap on that search. Press that search.
Yes.
And after giving a press on that search, madam, can you see the search bar comes up where it is written over there, games, apps, and stories and more.
Yes.
In that search bar, type in over there, all in lower cases, type letter E, E for Edward.
eBay.
After typing eBay, leave a space.
E-B-A-Y. Then press search?
No. Then leave a space. After typing eBay, give a space.
Cancel that. eBay.
Yes. After typing eBay, you need to give a space after that.
E-A-Y.
Then give
eBay, I've done that.
Then give a space.
Leave a space, yeah.
Yes. Then type letter A for Apple.
A?
Yes, A for Apple.
Yeah.
Then N for November. Letter N. Then Y. Y for yellow.
Yeah.
Y. Pardon? Y for yellow.
Yeah.
Then type D.
Yes,
A for doctor.
Any?
Yeah. Then type D.
Any?
E for doctor. Yes. Any. Then
D?
Type D. Yes. Then
D? Yeah.
Yeah. E. E for Edward.
E.
Then type
yeah.
S for sugar.
S. Yeah.
Then type K. K for kilo.
Yep.
Have you typed eBay any desk? Yes. Have you typed eBay any desk?
Yes, yeah, I've got eBay any desk.
Yes, now just search it, madam. You need to search it.
Search it now. Okay.
Yes. So it will going to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. And now what you have got, madam?
I've got any desk remote.
Yes.
Any desk remote desktop.
Yes, and just beside that, any desk remote desktop, can you see gate, G-E-T, gate?
Gate.
Press on gate. Yeah, press on gate.
Yes.
Press on gate. And after giving him a press on gate, madam, can you see install?
Yeah.
Press on install. Press on install.
Yeah, I've done that.
And now is it installing?
Okay, it's installing now.
All right. So in the meanwhile, madam, in short, you will get to see that cancellation ID right at the moment. Whenever you can see the option open, press for open, all right?
Yeah, okay. Might take a minute or two.
Okay. If you can see open, just let me know.
Pardon?
If you can see open, just let me know, madam.
Yeah, okay.
Can you see open or is it still installing?
Not yet. Ah, here we go. Press open.
Yeah, press on open.
Yeah, I've pressed open.
And after giving a press on open, what you can see?
I've got your address.
Your address, yes. And just below that your address, can you see there's a number?
Yeah, there's numbers. Do you want me to tell you the numbers? Okay.
Yes. This is your, let me make you understand at first, then tell me the number.
Yes.
This is your one-time cancellation ID number. So through this ID number, we are going to help you up to cancel that fraud purchase. So tell me the numbers.
Yeah, okay. 454.
454.
103.
103.
871.
Okay, I'm confirming you once again. It's 454-103-871. Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in shortly, madam, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply verify this ID and activate this ID for the cancellation purpose, okay? So, whenever the ID got activated, you will get to see the notification comes up, like security warning. So whenever you can see anything comes up, just be on that page, okay? So, whenever you can see anything comes up, like security warning, what you need to do, you need to go to the bottom. At the bottom, you will get to see there are two options over there. I am aware about this risk and accept. Okay, you need to select that option, I am aware about this risk. And after that, you know, press accept. All right?
Okay.
You can get to see the timer is going on. So whenever you can see the timer is going on, so you need to understand we have started the cancellation process at that time. All right.
The timer stopped. It's got a tick.
What you can see? The timer has been stopped.
And there's a tick where the timer was.
All right. Just hold on, madam. I think, madam, your internet is a bit slow, so that's why it is taking some time.
I'm not near it. I'm only
it's
only on the 4G, so it's down a bit.
Okay, I understand, ma'am. What you can see? Can you see over there like stop broadcast? Can you see stop broadcast?
It says start broadcast.
Okay. Now get what you can see. Can you see stop broadcast?
It says is screen broadcast. Any desk start broadcast.
Tap on start broadcast. Press on start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Yes. Press on it. And now what you can see?
And press on stop broadcast.
Stop broadcast. Yeah, press on stop broadcast. Press on stop broadcast.
It's counting down. Now the thing's going around.
Press on stop broadcast.
Okay. Screen broadcasting. It says, or go to application.
Go to application. Press on go to application.
Right.
And now, hold on, madam. Once again, you will get to see that option, security warning. Okay? As you did it before, I am aware about this risk. Then accept. Just hold on, it will come up. Okay, just hold on.
Security warning.
Yes, now just go to the bottom. Can you see I am aware about this risk? Can you see that option? Can you see that option? I am aware about it. Yes, select that option. Select that option.
Okay.
And press on accept. Can you see accept? Press on accept. Okay, just hold on. It will take some time. You can see the timer is going on. So, once again, can you see accept?
Yes.
Press on accept.
Okay, I did it then.
Yes.
Accept.
Yes, one second, press on accept.
Yeah.
And now can you see
I
the option?
Spring broadcast, any desk, and start broadcast.
Yeah, press on start broadcast. Press on start broadcast.
Yeah, I did that.
And now just hold on, don't touch anywhere, okay?
No, any desk, it's turning up now.
Don't touch anywhere, madam. Hold on.
No, no.
Yeah, that's good. Because the security has been started. And now can you see the timer, right? 14 seconds, 15 seconds, like that. And now do one thing, madam. So I copy your screen from the bottom to top. Swipe up your screen from
I
the bottom to top.
Pardon?
Now you need to swipe up your screen from the bottom to top once again.
Yeah, I did that. And any
address,
yeah,
but
come back up.
Your address come, you can see the address once again, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now just hold on, madam. Can you see anything comes up like security warning once again?
Yes.
Yes. Can you see the option? I am aware about this risk.
It says cancel or accept.
Press on accept.
Yeah, more information.
Yes,
or
I am.
I'm aware of the risk.
Yes, yes, select that option. Yes, select that option. I am aware about this risk. Select that option.
Yes.
And press on accept. Press on accept.
Accept.
Yeah.
Accept.
Yeah, press on accept once
and
again.
Then press accept again.
Yes, press on accept.
It comes back to screen broadcast.
Yes, press
start
on start broadcast. Yes, start broadcast. Press on it. Press on start broadcast. And now don't touch anywhere, madam, as because your internet is bit slow, so that's why we are unable to provide the security over there.
Okay.
All right. Do one thing, madam. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top and open up your App Store once again.
Stop again.
Yeah. Open up your App Store. Leave it, madam. Leave as it is. Open
okay.
up your App Store. Yeah, App Store.
How do I do that?
Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Yeah. All right. Open the App Store.
The App Store, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the App Store, can you see at the right hand side top corner? Can you see there is a magnifying glass?
Yeah.
Give a tap on that magnifying glass. And after giving a tap on that magnifying glass, madam, what
yeah.
you can see, you can type over there, right? So just remove that eBay Any Desk and type in over there, all in lower cases. Letter Z.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Right. Now what do I do?
Type in over there letter Z. Type in over there letter Z. Z for Zulu.
Z.
Z for zebra.
Okay.
Then type letter yes. Then type O. O for Oscar.
Okay.
Yes. Then type H. H for hotel. H. Then type O for Oscar.
Okay. Yeah.
Then give a space. Give a space.
Little space?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then type over there, type over there, assist. Type assist.
Assist.
Yeah.
I-S-S-I-S-T. Yeah? Assist?
Yeah. Then type over there, customer.
No, leave a space. Yeah, I'll leave a space.
Leave a space.
Customer.
Then type customer. Yeah.
Hang on. So, U-S-E-L-N-E-R. Yes. Oh, hang on.
And now what you have got? You need to search it. Yes, you need to search it, madam.
O-S-T-M-C-R. How do you spell customer?
Yeah, can you see Zulu assist customers?
How do you spell customer?
Oh, it's C for Charlie.
Yes.
U for umbrella.
U, okay. Just a minute.
Yes. Then S for sugar.
U S-T-O-M-P-R.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, Zoho was a customer. Yeah, search it.
Search it. Right. Says, assist customer Zoho assist.
Can you see the green color, can you see green color application Zoho assist customer? Can you see that?
Yes. Do I get that one?
Yeah, you need to get that one. You need to get that one. Zoho assist customer, get that one. Get it, okay?
Yeah. Okay, it's installing.
No problem.
Okay, 1 minute. Since it comes up open, do I open it?
When you can see open, just open it up, okay?
Right, okay.
And after opening, after open, madam, what you can see, just let me know, all right?
Okay. I just opened it.
Yeah, open, press on open.
Enter your email ID.
Oh, you don't need to put your email ID over there. Just look over there. Can you see anything like over there? Can you see anything like, there's a cross sign at the top. Can you see the cross sign?
Cross sign? No.
Can you see there's an X or cross sign? At the top, right hand side, where you can see enter. Yes.
I haven't got that.
Okay, you can see enter email ID, right?
Got it.
What you can see?
The only thing there is your email ID. Your email ID will be digital.
No. Hold on.
Nothing. No, hold on.
You can see enter email ID, right? And just above that enter email ID at the right hand side, can you see there is a X sign, cross sign? Can you see cancel or close? Can you see cancel or close?
Cancel.
Press on cancel.
Cancel.
Yeah. And now what you can see?
Then it comes up, add screen reading to control center.
Yeah, can you see enter session key? Can you see anything like enter session key? Can you see anything like enter session key? Or can you see cancel? Can you see cancel or agree? Can you see that?
Settings, control center, customized screen recording.
Okay. Can you see cancel?
Recording screen option to your control center.
Okay, can you see over there anything? There is a cross sign. Can you see cross sign?
Yes, there's a cross.
Yeah, press on cross sign. Press on that cross sign.
Yeah, now I've got a keypad.
Yeah, and now I'm providing you the number. It's a cancellation ID number. Okay, I'm providing you that number. So you need to type that number over there. Type 879. Yes. Then 395.
6193.
Yeah. Yeah. Now can you confirm me what you have typed over there?
879-395-6193.
Yeah. And now can you see there is an option like join. Can you see join?
Join, yes.
Press on join. Yeah, press on join. And after giving a press on join, madam, can you see start session?
Yes.
You have press on start session. And now can you see the option like start broadcast? Can you see start broadcast?
Yes.
Press on start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Yeah, press on start broadcast. And now just above that, can you see... Yes, can you see anything like this option, what you can see now?
Pardon?
Now what you can see?
Hang on, I'm hard near low tapping, it's hard to hear you.
Okay, what you can see, what you can see?
Screen broadcast, assist client or start broadcast.
give a press on start broadcast.
Okay.
And can you see there is an option like cancel?
Counting down. No, it's just called counting.
Okay. And now what you can see?
It says screen broadcasting, okay, or go to application.
Give a press and go to application.
Yeah. And then now it says.
Yes. And now, don't touch anywhere, madam. Before I'm going to tell you to touch it anywhere, don't touch, okay? So type in over their number. Once again, I'm providing the number, 661.
You're only talking 661?
Yes, 661.
661? Yeah.
346.
346. This don't take much longer.
2942. No, no, madam, it will not take much longer. As because your internet is bit slow, so that way it is not coming up. Give
up. Join.
Join. Press on join. And now can you see start session? Press on start session.
Yes.
Press on start session.
Yes. Start broadcast.
Yeah. Press on start broadcast. Don't touch anywhere. Then don't touch anywhere. And after giving up, press start broadcast. Can you see at the top, there is an option, there is a white color area is blinking, where it is written over there, everything has been recorded for training and quality purpose.
As soon as it says start broadcast, I'll press that, and then it just takes coming back to that.
No. I'm telling you, madam, what you are doing, madam. After giving a press on start broadcast, you don't need to touch anywhere. I think, madam, after pressing on that start broadcast, you are touching anywhere, so that's why it is not coming up. Alright? So just hold on. Can you see anything like start broadcast once again?
Yes, start broadcast is there.
Yeah, we press on that start broadcast. And can you see go to application? Can you see go to application?
Doesn't.
What you can see?
That's application?
Yeah, press on go to application.
Then keypad comes back up.
Yes. Now, madam, hold on for sake, okay? And don't touch anywhere, okay?
No.
Whenever I'm going to tell you that you need to touch over there, at that point of time, you need to touch it, okay? And you need to give a touch on that start broadcast for one time, okay? Do not touch that start broadcast for two times, alright?
The keypad, nothing else.
Okay, I'm telling you the numbers. Type in over there 410.
Pardon?
Type 410.
410.
389.
3997. 3997.
Seven.
Seven.
Alright. Yeah. 3997.
Now
yeah,
says
can
join.
Join. Press on join. Press on start session.
Start session.
Yes, press on it.
Now screen broadcast has come back up.
Can you see start broadcast?
Yes.
Press on start broadcast.
One time.
And now at the top, can you see the white color area is blinking where it says everything has been recorded for training and quality purpose. Give a tap on that white color area. Can you see start broadcast? Start broadcast. Press on that start broadcast.
Right.
And after giving a press on that start broadcast, what you can see?
It says screen broadcast, that's got a red flashing light. Then it says enter application.
And now, just above that red button is blinking. Just above that, can you see anything is blinking over the white color area is blinking, where it is written over there, everything has been recorded. Can you see that?
What?
At the top.
I'm having trouble hearing because of the traffic behind me.
Okay. Look at the top. At the top, can you see there is a white color area is blinking?
It says, every night when you scratch, Yes. Green broadcasting, rather than
No.
Hold on.
At the top, can you see everything has been recorded? Can you see that?
Pardon?
At the top, can you see the white color areas blinking?
No. Screen broadcasting and crisis has stopped due to invalidity of the session. Open the screen column and enter the session key to start the session and I will can you read me back later or something? Because I've got to go in a minute, I've got to drive.
Okay, can you see over there anything like go to application?
Go to application.
Press on go to application. Yes. Type in over there once again 410.
410.
389.
3997.
Then join.
Yeah. Let's say
start session. Press on start session. Press on start broadcast after that. Start broadcast. Yeah. Press on start broadcast. And now it's flashing
at the top.
Hold on. At the top, can you see at the top?
It's come back to the keypad.
Hold on, madam. I think your internet is very slow. So can you just anywhere where you can get the better reception? Can you just go to anywhere where you can just get a reception over there?
It'll be probably about an hour or so before I get that handled.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Right now your call is connected to the senior supervisor. What I will do, I will simply go ahead and guide you in a better way so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Yeah, okay. I can't be very long because I've got to take my son home soon and I'll be about an hour or so.
I will not take a long time. Can you do one thing? Can you close each and everything and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, okay? Swipe the screen from bottom to top and
I've
go back
keypad.
To your home
screen. How do I get out of the keypad? Do I press the red phone to get out of it?
Do one thing, ma'am. Close each and everything. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
How do I close everything?
Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
To bottom to top?
Yes.
Right. I've got my home screen.
Now you can see a new application, ma'am. A red and the white diamond colored application. Any desk, right?
No, I've got nothing. Do I go back to the
Yes.
Okay.
Now what do you get? Zoho
Assist Custom. Do I close that?
Close that.
Now I'm back to my search. Do I cancel that?
Now on the search, type your any desk. ANYDESK. Type the A and Y.
Just type any desk.
Yes. Click on that.
A-N-Y-D-A-S-K. Search.
Yes.
Okay, I've come up with screen mirroring.
Do you see any desk remote desktop? The red color application, any desk remote.
No, hang on. Any desk remote desktop. Do I open that?
Yes, click on open.
Now it comes up with a address with numbers.
4541038714.
4103871.
Now you need to do it. Whatever you are going to do, you need to do it slowly. Okay. Now have a look, ma'am. You've got a security warning on your mobile right now, right?
Yes, yeah, I've got that.
Go to the very bottom down. Do you see I am aware of that risk? Do you see that?
Yes.
Tick that box and give a click on accept. You have to accept.
Okay.
Now what you can see?
Counting down. 1 minute.
Now what you can see?
Still counting down.
Okay, did you give a click on I am aware of that system? Click on accept. Click on accept. Now don't touch anywhere. Tell me what you can see. Don't touch.
It says eBay Secure Server. It's got numbers.
Click on accept.
eBay Secure Server, then it's got accept or dismiss.
Click on accept.
Accept.
Now don't touch anywhere,
and
okay?
Then screen broadcast comes up.
Now listen to me carefully, ma'am. What you need to do, you need to tap on start broadcast two or three times. When you get to see a countdown start like 1, 2, 3, 4, please don't touch anywhere, okay?
Don't touch
anywhere.
Start broadcast.
Tap two or three times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere. Don't touch. Tap on start broadcast two or three times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere, okay? Tap on start.
Yeah, okay.
This is a countdown start. Don't touch, ma'am. Don't touch. Please don't touch. Please don't touch, okay?
I'm not.
Okay, wait. Let me see that.
Screen broadcast
keeps
flashing.
Now, don't touch, ma'am. Wait for a second. Don't touch, okay?
I'm having trouble hearing because of the traffic behind me. That's
sorry for that. Like, don't touch your mobile. Wait. Don't touch your mobile.
Yeah, I'm not.
What is the exact thing you can see right now then?
Pardon?
What is the exact thing you can see on your mobile?
The mobile, I can see screen broadcast, any desk, start broadcast.
Tap on start broadcast one more time. Start. Tap for two, one or two more.
Standing down.
Now don't touch, no, don't touch, don't touch.
No, I'm not.
Now what you can see?
Okay. Screen broadcasting, go to application or okay?
Click on go to application. Click on go to application.
Okay.
Now you need.
Check numbers again.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time.
Here we go. I'm aware of the risk.
Yes, tick that box. And then we'll click on accept.
Right, it's 10 years. We come up with 21 seconds, so I've got to count down to 21.
Okay.
Why do you need a couple of seconds?
If you can see accept,
please. Since it goes red, I'll press it.
Okay.
Accept.
You can accept?
Accept. Yeah.
Now what you can see?
It says, eBay Secure Server accept.
Click on accept. Click on accept. Yes. Click on accept.
Screen broadcast has come up again.
Click on start broadcast two or three times.
Start broadcast.
Yes. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere.
Counting down now. Right.
Don't touch anywhere. Don't touch, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, do one thing, ma'am. Swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay? Swipe the screen from bottom. Swipe the screen from bottom. Ma'am, you close that page. You don't need to close that page, okay? What you can see on your mobile, tell me. What you can see? And what time you're going back to your home, ma'am? What time?
I'm going back Right, I'm back to homepage.
No, what time you are going back to your home, ma'am? What time you are going back to your home?
I'll probably be an hour or so.
An hour, like in 30 minutes to 1 hour, right?
Yeah, half an hour, no more than an hour.
Okay, can I do one thing, ma'am? As you don't have an internet, like a good internet connection, and you're going to,
home?
Yes. So what I will do, can I give you a call after 45 minutes to 1 hour, like that? Can I call you after?
Yeah, what time is it? 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah, can you ring me around about 4:30?
Okay, one and a half an hour, right? Not a problem. What I will do, ma'am, I will give you a call after 1.5 hours, okay?
Okay, then that'll be good.
Yes, because your internet is not working and... Yes, and you're also getting late for that, okay? So do one thing.
Yes.
Take your free time. What I will do, I will simply go ahead and give you a call on that time, okay?
Okay,
bye.
Then. That'll be great.
Just remember my name, ma'am. Just remember my name. My name is Alan DeCosta, and I will call you back to you after DeCosta.
Alan DeCosta.
Yes.
Okay,
and don't discuss anything to anyone, ma'am, because we don't know who is the person who is trying to misuse your details for making a fake purchase in your name, okay?
Because I've never ordered anything of eBay, and I don't even have 235 pounds is virtually nothing.
That's the reason I'm telling you don't share anything to anyone, because we don't know who is the person who is trying to use your details, okay? So what I will do, I will simply call you at after 1:30, like 4:30, like that, okay?
That'll be great. Okay,
bye, have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye.